In the vibrant underground scene of the 1950s, where leather-clad men gathered in dimly lit bars, a tale of unrequited love unfolded. Meet Eric and Matthew, two men who found themselves captivated by the allure of the leather scene, but their affections took different paths. Eric, with his rugged looks and a mischievous smile, was drawn to the leather community like a moth to a flame. He embraced the freedom and expression it offered, reveling in the raw energy and unapologetic masculinity that surrounded him. Matthew, on the other hand, possessed a quiet intensity, his piercing gaze hinting at a depth of emotion that few could comprehend. From the moment Eric laid eyes on Matthew, he felt an undeniable connection. Their paths crossed one fateful night at a gathering, where men in leather shared their desires and explored their fantasies. Eric was instantly drawn to Matthew's magnetic presence, his commanding demeanor, and the air of mystery that surrounded him. As time went on, Eric's admiration for Matthew grew into something more profound. In his heart, he believed that their connection was special, that their shared experiences in the leather scene would lead to a deeper bond. But as he yearned for Matthew's affection, he began to realize that his feelings were not reciprocated. It was a painful truth that slowly unveiled itself, like a slow burn in the depths of Eric's heart. Matthew, while appreciative of Eric's friendship and camaraderie, never felt the same romantic longing. It was a crushing blow, like a whip across Eric's soul, as he grappled with the realization that his love for Matthew would forever go unrequited. Eric became torn between his desire to remain close to Matthew, cherishing their friendship, and the ache within him that craved something more. He continued to immerse himself in the leather scene, seeking solace in the arms of others, hoping to extinguish the flame of unrequited love that burned within him. But even as he explored new connections, his heart never fully released its grip on the hope of Matthew's affection. He watched as Matthew pursued different paths, engaging in passionate encounters with other men, while Eric remained an observer, a confidant, and a silent admirer. The leather scene, with its hedonistic pleasures and uninhibited expression, became both a refuge and a reminder of Eric's unrequited love. He wore his leather armor with pride, but underneath it all, he carried the weight of a love forever remain unfulfilled. Just when he had given up all hope, Matthew surprised him. It was one late evening at the local underground bar scene. Matthew came and collapsed next to Eric, completely exhausted after fucking nonstop for 3 hours. Eric found himself stroking the handsome man's tangled hair, twisting it in his fingers as a way to calm his deep breathing. He had done this many times in the past, but Matthew had never responded. This time, though, he lifted his head and his hands slowly reached across to feel Eric's bulging crotch. As if in slow motion, Eric felt his leather pants unzip, and the next thing he knew, Matthew's head and lips were working their way up and down Eric's hard, erect shaft, teasing its head and licking it delightfully. Within minutes, Eric came inside Matthew's warm and wet mouth, blowing his load so hard that it dripped out from between Matthew's lips, splashing onto his leather jacket. In silence, Matthew placed a finger to Eric's lips, swallowed the rest of his load, and then left as quickly as he had arrived. It was the one and only time the two men experienced this heaven together, but for Eric was more than enough. He found solace in acceptance. He accepted that his love for Matthew was not meant to be, that sometimes the heart yearns for what it cannot have. But he also found strength in knowing that his capacity to love was not diminished by this unrequited affection. As the years passed, Eric continued to embrace the leather scene, finding connection and fulfillment in the arms of those who reciprocated his affections. He discovered that love could manifest in unexpected ways, that the leather scene held infinite possibilities for both pleasure and authentic connections. And so, Eric's story became a testament to the resilience of the human heart. It served as a reminder that even in the face of unrequited love, one can still find joy, acceptance, and the strength to forge new paths. The leather scene of the 1950s, with all its complexities and contradictions, became the backdrop for Eric's journey of self-discovery and eventual healing.